Hello, this is Father Frank Favone, National Director of Priests for Life. At the center of the Christian faith is the crucifix. Our Lord Jesus Christ goes to the cross to suffer and die for all of us. And as we say in the Creed, he suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. We know that in the plan of God, Christ died to take away our sins. We know that, as he said after he rose from the dead, the Messiah was destined to suffer and rise again, that all people might find the hope of forgiveness and eternal life. But brothers and sisters, in human terms, how did the crucifixion happen? How was it that this man who went around doing so much good, healing the sick, raising the dead, healing the lepers, reaching out to sinners, multiplying the bread, how was it that this man ended up on the cross? As St. Peter tells us in the New Testament, he did nothing wrong, no deceit was on his lips, he never hurt anybody. Let's look at Matthew's Gospel for a second. We read on the first Good Friday that Pontius Pilate, whose name has been connected with the death of Christ through the centuries, was actually trying to let him go. The enemies of Christ had gotten into the crowd and incited them to ask for the release of Barabbas instead. So at a certain point, when Pilate realized that his request was not being heeded and that instead a riot was about to break out, we read in Matthew 27, he took water, washed his hands before the crowd, and said, "I am innocent of the blood of this righteous man. See to it yourselves." The lesson in it for us is this: Jesus Christ was not crucified because of the power of evil men. Jesus Christ was crucified because of the cowardice and silence of good men. Think about it for a moment. All the people he fed, all the people he healed, where were they? The people who saw his miracles and enjoyed his teachings, where were they on Good Friday? Did not one person speak up for him when he stood before the authorities, when he stood before them and was questioned about his teaching, was threatened with crucifixion? Where were all the people? They were silent, brothers and sisters. Pilate himself was trying to let Jesus go, but then he weakened when he heard the crowd saying, "Crucify him, away with him, we want Barabbas instead." Pilate did not have at that moment the strength of his will to do what he knew was right. And did you ever ask, what did Pilate think after Jesus was crucified? What was he saying that night of the first Good Friday? The Gospels don't tell us, but I have a hunch that he must have been thinking to himself and maybe saying to his wife something like, "You know, I can't believe what those people did. I can't understand how they can be so wicked as to hand over an innocent man to death just because they didn't like his teachings." His teachings were good, his deeds were good, but because he claimed to be God, some could not tolerate that and said that he had to be led to the cross. But it's a lesson for us. Never be silent in the face of evil. When you know what is right, speak up for what is right. Jesus Christ was crucified because good people compromised. Good people let what they knew to be the truth to be silenced. Good people let the opinions of other people make them keep quiet. The good always suffers when good people are silent. Take courage as you look at the crucifix and you thank God for your salvation. Take courage to stand firm against evil and don't be afraid to speak up. Some people are so concerned about what they call rocking the boat. Brothers and sisters, when the boat is in danger of shipwreck, or when the boat is sinking, it is time for those who know what is right to speak up. Do so in the courage of Christ.